Now let's talk about the cost of insurance for those who have it now. If you get insurance through an employer, the price you pay is not strictly based on your health. It is based on the age and health of your coworkers. If you work with a bunch of young and healthy people, your rates are probably below average. If your colleagues are older and less healthy, then you may pay a lot more. From member station KQED, Sarah Varney explains how group rates are set.
I've got my paycheck here, and let's see, there's this long list of taxes and deductions, Social Security, Medicare, a little money toward my retirement, and the biggest deduction of all, my health insurance premium, a whopping $600 a month for a standard Blue Cross HMO plan for my husband, my toddler, and me. My employer kicks in another $1,000 for a grand total of $1,600 a month. That's a lot more than what other businesses of the same size in San Francisco pay, and I wanted to know why.
Hey there.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm here to interview Joanne. About group health insurance rates.
Excellent.
It turns out my company pays a lot more for our health plan, not because it's some fancy Cadillac coverage.
We have, I don't know how to say this, an older workforce.
Joanne Carter is head of the HR department at my public radio and television station in San Francisco. The average age of employees here is 47. That's more than 7 years older than the regional average. I talked to Ed Kaplan at the Siegel Company, a human resources consulting firm. He spends his days poring over spreadsheets used to set insurance rates around the country.
That's a pretty big age difference. A group with an average age in the late 40s versus 39, that could be a 10 to 20% difference in medical costs just for the age difference.
The actuarial tables don't lie about our age. Every year we get older, our medical claims go up another 1 to 2%, says Kaplan. It's one of the first questions prospective insurers ask an HR department.
They would ask for the census of the group, so the age and sex and the single family status of the workforce. They would ask for 2 years of month-by-month claim experience.
For companies with more than 1,000 workers, insurers are more likely to base their rates on historical claims data. But for smaller companies, health plans rely more on age and gender.
In the private market, group insurance is really social insurance. So in a typical employer group, roughly half the employees will have no claims in a given year. And so they're paying a premium, and there's some people in that workforce who are going to have $100,000 in claims.
As a younger, healthier person, I may subsidize the older workers at my company who need more medical care. But I also get something out of it. My coworkers who don't have kids help subsidize coverage for my family. And that's the point of group health insurance. We all take our chances together. The health care bills under debate in Congress would do little to change how insurers set prices for employer-sponsored health plans, and they do nothing to solve this hiccup in the free market. Insurance companies might decide your company is not a customer they want.
We're a nonprofit agency, and being nonprofit is not very attractive to insurance.
Lily Chin is KQED's benefits manager. She says insurers have told her flat out they won't underwrite nonprofits for fear they'll go belly up. And others won't give her a quote because our company, with about 240 employees, is too small. Yes, insurance companies are businesses too. They have target markets, sales goals, and preferred customers.
Some underwriters and insurers go after certain types of industries more than others. For example, they may go for more professional groups rather than blue-collar industries or the things of that nature. So there's all these different mix of markets they go after. That's based on their history. Are they making more or less money in a certain segment of the market, in certain regions of the country?
They decide to get competitive and they want more business, so they'll undercut their competitors.
Stephen Lindsay is a licensed insurance agent and a lobbyist for the California Association of Health Underwriters.
In effect, they put insurance on sale. Instead of charging what it really costs, they charge 5% less so they can get more business.
So how come I never see that sale? How come I don't get those sale prices? It seems highly unlikely that my company will ever get offered a sale price on health insurance. We are not and probably will never be El Primo Preferred gold-plated customers. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Varney.